Welcome to Dermatologic Oncology Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Jeff Weber from New York University, and to begin, I asked him about key data sets evaluating adjuvant immunotherapy and targeted therapy presented at the 2017 ESMO meeting.
The good news was the data were presented at ESMO, actually, in Madrid, and for the first time, the mature data from two large randomized trials. One was the CheckMate 238 trial that I presented, and the other was the COMBI AD trial, which was presented by Axel Hauschild. Why don't we start with the targeted therapy first? That was a large randomized trial of over 800 patients who were randomly allocated to receive either dabrafenib and trametinib, which are the BRAF and MEK drugs that are approved over the last couple of years for metastatic disease, versus placebo in a trial that was done internationally. But what distinguished that trial was that they had stage 3A, 3B, and 3C patients. They did not have stage 4 resected patients. It was only stage 3. And that's a pretty high-risk population on average. You figure it's at least a 50% risk of relapse at 5 years. The good news there is that there was a major difference in both relapse-free and overall survival in that trial, of course, favoring dabrafenib and trametinib versus placebo. And if you look at the p-value for the difference, it was probably the smallest p-value ever seen. It was listed on the slide that Axel Hauschild presented. It was 0.000000000001. So there were actually 13 zeros in front of the decimal point. So it was incredibly clearly positive in terms of relapse-free survival. And if you look at the overall survival, there was enough follow-up, and the follow-up was about 3 years in all patients, to be able to calculate a survival benefit, which was clearly present.
What was the hazard rate?
The hazard ratio was about 0.5. I think it was 0.48. And if you break it down by substage, by almost any other indicator amongst the subgroups on the forest plots, the hazard ratios remained highly favorable and all clustered around 0.5. They were between 0.48 and 0.55.
Now that's for survival or progression-free survival?
For relapse-free survival, whether it was stage 3A, stage 3B, stage 3C, clear advantage for dabrafenib and trametinib versus placebo. And the survival advantage also held, although because there was less follow-up for survival than for relapse-free survival, the p-values were not as favorable. But nonetheless, clear advantage for dabrafenib and trametinib without question versus placebo in the adjuvant mode in stage 3 resected melanoma.
Now, for how long was the therapy given?
It was given for 1 year and then everyone stopped. And of course, these are two oral drugs, dabrafenib twice a day, trametinib once a day. And the surprising thing, though, was when you look at the side effects, generally, we feel these are fairly well-tolerated drugs, but something like 26% of patients had to stop because of a drug-related or treatment-related toxicity. A little surprising, and the toxicities were the ones you would expect that we've seen in metastatic disease. It was fevers, nausea, diarrhea, liver function abnormalities, fatigue, but 26% is a fair rate, and again, a bit surprising. And one wonders whether the toxicity is looked at differently in the adjuvant mode where, frankly, many patients will be cured just sitting there compared to the metastatic mode where patients, obviously, who don't get treated will do poorly.
Well, also, you know, in terms of people coming off therapy, I would think maybe a significant number got a few months of therapy or even 6 months of therapy, so maybe it wasn't like nothing.
No, I agree. The people who stopped tended to get between 3 and 6 months of therapy, and you wonder whether that was enough. Now, when you compare those data, which had relapse-free and overall survival curves that separated and pretty much stayed separated, there was no, quote, banana-shaped curve like we saw on that BRIM-8 trial, which, again, were data that were also presented at ESMO. In fact, there was a presidential symposium where there were three adjuvant trials. COMBI AD, I just described, which was dabrafenib, trametinib versus placebo. BRIM-8 was vemurafenib alone, that's the BRAF drug, versus placebo. And there you didn't see as favorable a result because it was an unusual trial. It segregated the stage 3C patients, and there were only a modest number of them. There were a couple of hundred patients who got randomized. And if that had been positive, then the entire trial would be reported out. It turned out in the stage 3C patients for vemurafenib alone, it was not a positive trial. The relapse-free survival curves came together and the p-value was not favorable, and the hazard ratio was quite poor. So unfortunately, that was not a positive trial. And on the other hand, who would think that using a BRAF inhibitor alone, which is almost never done in metastatic disease, would be appropriate as adjuvant therapy? So that, unfortunately, was a pretty low impact situation, and those data have not yet been published. COMBAD was published in the New England Journal simultaneously with the presentation at ESMO in Madrid,